Today's shir is Masechta Yumah Daf Pei Vav. We will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us Tshuva Mechaperis, al Averis Kalos. Tshuva has the ability to Mechaper on Averis that are not so serious. Alesei, if one violated a mitzvah sasei, valois sasei, if somebody violated a mitzvah slois sasei. Ask the Gemara, Hashta, now that we've established that tshuva has the ability to be mechaper on averis that are a loisasei, which certainly are considered a more serious type of an avera than avera on a mitzvah sasei, so ask the Gemara, hashta a loisasei mechaperis, if tshuva has the ability to affect a kapara a mitzvah slice say, a lesay, which are, as we just learned, is less serious avera mebaya, there's no need for the Mishnah to say so. And as I saw the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says, that many times we have in Shas this type of question, and the Gemara says, lo yizu afsu, that the Mishnah taught us something which is not such a big chiddush, and something which, even though it's not really necessary. So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says that the only time we could apply such a rule, says the Kaisos Yom Kippurim, is in a situation where it's two separate phrases. So then we could say that even though one of the phrases are superfluous, Loizu Afsu, the Mishnah taught us both phrases. But in a case where the phrases, where it's one phrase, we don't say that. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda responds, Hachikamar, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Allah say, the tshuva has the ability to be mechaper if somebody violated a mitzvah sasei. As if it's a lois sasei, that's nitik lasei. So it's a much easier lois sasei because there's a way to correct the lois sasei by doing the mitzvah sasei. Therefore, tshuva has the ability to be mechaper. And the same thing suggests the Chasdei David. We know that just like in a lav hanitik lasei, there's no malchus, so too by a lav shei by maisa, there's no malchus. So suggest the Chasdei David, that makes it a less significant mitzvah slois sasei, and tshuva can be mechaper. However, the Michas Chinuch says, so too will be the halacha by lav shebeklolus, that we know the Gemara Masechta Makkos teaches us, then a lav shebeklolus, there is no malchus. Any type of lav that is not so serious because there's no malchus, the Gemara is teaching us tshuva kemi mechaper. Ask the Gemara, but now we're learning that if it's a loy sasei gomer, that means it's a loy sasei for which there is malchus, loy. There, tshuva by itself cannot mechaper. Ask the Gemara, v'reminu, the Braisa teaches us, Elohim kalis, what is considered an aveiru which is not so serious, esse v'loy sasei, the one violated mitzvah say, and mitzvah slois sasei, chutz miloisisa shemel kechel hashav. If somebody that violated that aveira, the halacha is the tshuva can't be mechaper. And the Gemara's understanding, why? Because the Torah, when it speaks about the lav of loisisa, that you're not allowed to swear using Hashem's name falsely, the pasuk says, lo yinak Hashem es asheyisa shmoyel hashav. So the Gemara's understanding at this point that only on that lav where the Torah takes such a strong attitude, that's where tshuva alone is not mechaper. But in all other lavim, the tshuva will be mechaper, not like we just learned. Answers the Gemara, that is not the way to understand the Braisa. But rather, the way to understand the Braisa is loy sasei v'chol d'domele. Anything which is a full-fledged loy sasei, tshuva is not mechaper. Ask the Gemara another question. Toshma. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu loisisa lamata, any avera that is in the category of the lava loisisa and less than that, and that means any esse v'loisisa, tshuva mechaperis. Tshuva itself has the ability to mechaper. Loisisa v'mala, anything that's like the lava loisisa or more serious, chayv ikrisis, chayv imisis bezdin, tshuva toila, tshuva has the ability to leave it in abeyance, v'yom kippur mechaper. There are many pshatim and rishonim. What does it mean? Tshuva toila. That means, Rashi explains, that until the person has a full-fledged kapara, at least the tshuva protects him from yisurim. The Rabbeinu Yonason explains that what tshuva toila means, that if somebody does that avera again before Yom Kippur, so he's going to have to do tshuva on the avera that he did, and also redo tshuva on the avera that he already did tshuva he did. The Ben Yoyada explains that on one hand, the avera is not erased. On the other hand, since he did tshuva, this avera is not put together with all the other averas that this person did. And it accomplishes so much that when Minashmayim, they're looking at this person, how to categorize this person, we don't consider him, we don't take that avera into consideration. Toshma. So the Gemara brings, so again we see that tshuva helps even on Laisa Segomer. And it says the Gemara, the same teretz. Laisisa v'chal d'domile. It's not only Laisisa that tshuva doesn't help, but anything that's a full-fledged lav. Toshma. So Gemara asks another question. Lefisha nama b'chayriv. After the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Har Sinai, after Klai Yisrael did the Maisa Egel, tshuva, the Kaddish Baruch Hu said that tshuva would be helpful, as the pasuk says, "Venake," that a Kaddish Baruch Hu will cleanse away the avera. Yochol af leisisi mom, that even other averas tshuva has that ability. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, "Ki lo yenaka Hashem eisa sheyisish malishav." Yochol af ashar chayvelavin, that the halacha is like that by all chayvelavin, that tshuva doesn't work. Tamalayim ayisa shmalishav. Shmoy hu de'ena menaka. Strictly the avera of loisisa, which is such a serious avera, that's where it doesn't work. Avamnaku ashar chayv elavin. So we see clearly from this brisa that tshuva does have the ability to be mechaper even on every avera. So ask the Taisa Yom Kippurim that the avera of the eagle was the avera of Avodah Zarah. And if tshuva doesn't help for somebody who swears falsely, certainly tshuva doesn't help for somebody who worshipped Avodah Zarah. So how do we say v'nake, if somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, the tshuva works? So Tosfos Yom Kippurim says a chiddush. He says that all the people who really worshipped Avodah Zarah, they were killed. There was no issue of tshuva, because they were immediately killed. The people that the pasuk says here, tshuva was helpful for, they were only the people that were happy to see what was going on, but they didn't actually do the Avera. And therefore, for them, it's not considered that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, and that's why tshuva was helpful. But again, from our Gemara, it seems that tshuva is, from this price, it's very clear that tshuva is helpful even for a full-fledged lav. Answers the Gemara, Tanahi. Rebbe is going to have to agree that this question, if tshuva could help for somebody who violated a lav, is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya ma tshuva mechaperes, alesei v'leisei shenitek lesei, v'ma tshuva toila, what does it put it into abeyance, as we just explained, v'yom kippurim mechaper, krisis v'misis bezdin v'leisei segaber. So this brisa clearly is consistent with Rebbe's opinion, and that's why Rebbe's paskling this way, even though the other brisa said that tshuva could be mechapi even on full-fledged leisasei. Amamar, so the Gemara goes back to the brisa that we just learned. The brisa says, Lefishanam b'chayrev, after Klaisa did the avera of the eagle, the nake, menolon, how do we know that there was kapara just through tshuva? The Tanya Rebeleza Omer. The pasuk says, Noitza chesel alofim, noitza omen v'fesh v'chato v'nakele y'naker. We can't say that tshuva is completely helpful. The pasuk says lo yinaka. On the other hand, the ef shalaim is lo yinaka. We can't say that tshuva is not helpful. Because the pasuk says v'nake, that it is helpful. How do we reconcile this pasuk? Says the Gemara, v'nake l'shavim. People who do tshuva, it helps for, but people who don't do tshuva, that, so here we see that tshuva alone has the ability to be mechaper under certain circumstances. Says the Gemara, Shol Ramasu b'Chorish, as Rabbi Loza ben Azariah b'Roimi. He asked him in Rome. The Pasha Peshat is because that's where he lived. But the Iyun Yaakov says that the question here was specifically posed in Rome because somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael has the ability to affect the Kaparo. But here the Gemara says he was in Rome. In Rome, he doesn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it said, Shemati arba chaluki kapara haya. Chaluki kapara. There are four, I heard that there are four categories of kapara. And the Kli Chamla makes the point that the Gemara is saying that you have these four categories. It's only speaking about somebody who does tshuva meira. We're going to discuss the different types of tshuva, tshuva mahava, tshuva meira. And the Gemara means to say here, says the Kli Chemda, somebody who does only tshuva meira has sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But somebody who does tshuva mahava, that is such a high level tshuva that somebody who does tshuva mahava, he need not do anything else once he has the tshuva mahava. So he says the Gemara. So Ramas Mechar Shmitz Rabbi Elazar Zarya, and he asks him, Shemata Baruch Hu. There are four categories. Rabbi Shmuel will teach us. Amar, so Rabbi Elazar responded, there are really three categories. But tshuva and kolach of echad. Everybody requires tshuva with each one. Because, and therefore, the category of essay, the category of chayve essay, where as we started the shiur today, tshuva alone is helpful, is not a separate category because tshuva is always required. Says the Gemara of Mitzvah Saseh Vishav, if somebody did an avera, violated a mitzvah say and he does tshuva, ain't a zaz mishamat shemaychon loy. He right away has the, through tshuva mechila. Shnema, tshuva banim shoivivim. Ava loisa say vasa tshuva. If somebody violated mitzvah loisa say and he did tshuva toila. The tshuva, as we said, is in abeyance. V'yom kippurim chapish nemar. As the pasuk says, k'v'yom azer yichaper aleichem l'tar eschem mikol chatoisechem. Ava krisus misis bezdin. If somebody did even a more serious avera like krisus or misis bezdin, or as the Mechas Chinuch points out, the Avera of Loisisa that we explained earlier in the Shia, such a serious Avera. The halacha is Tshuva of Yom Kippurim Toilim. Tshuva and Yom Kippur keep everything in abeyance. The Yisurim, the person suffers Yisurim, Mamakim, they are the one, that is what wipes out the Avera entirely. Shenemar, or Fakadati B'Sheva Pisham, or Ba'Goyim Avoinam. By making them suffer, that's how the Tshuva goes away. So the Shari Tshuva says, here we see that under certain circumstances, a person has to suffer Yisurim. So says the Shari Tshuva, how can one avoid suffering Yisurim? So he says, one way is by giving Tztaka. Tztaka has the ability to take away the need for Yisurim. And the other way, he says, is that he should learn Torah. The Schus of Torah to protect him that he shouldn't have to suffer for Yisurim. However, says the Gemara, Ava Mishyesh Chil Hashem B'yodai, somebody who did Chil Hashem, the Gemara is going to explain examples of that. And like Koch Tshuva Litlois, Tshuva doesn't have the power to put things in abeyance. V'loi B'yom Kippurim L'chapa, Yom Kippurim can't affect the Kapara. V'loi B'yisurim L'marik, Yisurim can't erase the Avera. El Kulan Toilin, everything only puts things into abeyance. U'misim Amarikis, and the loch only is the misa could completely wipe out the avera. Shenemar ve'nigla ba'oznei Hashem tzvokis in michup avoynez alochem ad tumusam. One has to have death. So here we see that there is no kapara for chila Hashem, only through misa. However, the rishonim and achrayim do mention a number of methods how one could avoid this terrible requirement of Misa, even if he did the Avera of Chil Hashem. So the Shari Tshuva says that if somebody made a Chil Hashem, the way he could correct that Avera is by making a Kiddush Hashem. That's the correction for the Avera of Chil Hashem. And then he won't have to suffer Misa. He also says, as he mentioned a moment ago, through learning Torah, and learning Torah, spending time and effort in learning Torah, that takes away that required punishment. Another pshat that he says is that the Miri says that the way to understand the Gemara is not to mean that death is the only option. But the Miri explains that the Gemara is trying to teach us that the person who did, unfortunately, the Aveir of Chil Hashem should recognize what a serious Aveir he carries and how much tshuva he has to do to hopefully have kapara. The Nachal Yitzchak says that Shmir Shabbos is the way to take care of the Aveir of Chil Hashem. Many Mefarshim, and we mentioned this earlier, says that this is all if somebody did tshuva meyira. So tshuva meyira doesn't have the ability to take away the aveira. But if somebody does tshuva mahava is so powerful that the tshuva mahava could take away even the aveira of chil Hashem. Heichidami. So ask the Gemara, heichidami chil Hashem. What does that mean, chil Hashem? Amr Rav. So Rav says, kagoyna no. I am a distinguished individual. Ish shekil nebisa mitivcha. If I buy meat from the butcher, v'lo yahav nedami l'alter, and I don't pay for it immediately, so people, that is an example of a chil Hashem, because people will assume that I'm taking without paying. That's one pshat. And that I'm relying that since I'm such an important person, I don't need to pay. Another pshat is that people are going to accuse me that the reason I'm taking for not without paying is because I have a deal with the butcher that I'll say the meat which is not kosher is really kosher. And the deal is that I won't have to pay for the meat. And therefore, that's why the halacha. And that's why I saw that the Chasam Sofer points out that what does the Gemara speak about meat? The Gemara could have spoken about if the reason is that it's a chil Hashem, if he doesn't pay immediately, so he should have said, could go in another shekel and a meidi, if I take anything without paying. Why did the Gemara focus on the meat? So the Chasam Sofer says, because by meat, many times there's a requirement for psak halacha, is the meat kosher or not kosher? And if somebody sees the rav taking without paying, they're going to accuse him that the reason he's not paying is because he has a deal. I'll make all your meat kosher. Give me the meat for free. Says the Gemara further. Amar Baya loy shana, but this halacha that he doesn't pay it is terrible. Ela ba'asrud loy tavi, in a place where they don't ask for payment. It's not the minig is that they don't necessarily pay in credit and then they ask to get paid. Aval ba'asra the tavi, if it's common that people don't pay immediately and then afterwards the storekeeper comes and asks for the money, so then the fact that he didn't pay, less limbo is that terrible, because people are not going to accuse him of doing anything wrong just because he didn't pay immediately. Om Ravina, Omas Mechasya. The city of Mas Mechasya, where Ravina lived, says Ravina asked for the Tavihu, they don't pay on the spot, but then they come and bring you a bill and you pay. However, the Gemara shows us how concerned Abaye was to avoid a Chil Hashem. Says the Gemara, Abaye could shock a bisra mitrei shutfi. If Abaye would buy meat from two partners, Yav Zuzulahai, Vizuzulahai, he would pay each partner separately because each partner wasn't aware what was going on with the other partner to avoid any chil Hashem. And then, when the two partners sat down and made their calculation, and they saw that Abaye paid twice, they see that he paid twice, and they give him back his money that he paid extra, just to avoid a chil Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what's an example of chil Hashem? Kigoyin Anoa, the Masegna Arba Amis B'loi Torah B'Tfilin. If I go with Dalet Amis, without learning time, without tefillin, even though I have a good reason, I'm very weak, I don't feel well, but people don't know that that is my situation, and it could cause a chil Hashem. Yitzchak, the Bei Rav Yani Amar, kol shechaveira mizbashim en mechmushmut shosai. If people are embarrassed about the way he acts, and as I sort of mefarshim explained, because the way he acts, people can learn perhaps to do something which is inappropriate. That's a chil Hashem. Or Rav Nachman Beyitzchak, kigoyin the army incha, if what he does requires that people should say, Charlay Mari Leplanya, excuse him. If he has to find an excuse for what he did, that is already a chil Hashem. Abaye Omar Kretanya, The pasuk says, we say it every day, v'ahavtas Hashem alekecha. The pasuk, the word S comes to teach us, she'shem shemayim es'av al yotcha. We should cause that people should learn, should love Talmid Chachamim. And the Brice explains itself. Yei kairi v'shoina, a person should learn Chumash and Mishnayis, or Mishalmish Talmid Chachamim means learn Gemara. V'yimassim v'matne b'nachsim v'briyas, he should react, he should act with people in a proper manner. Ma Bris Armislav, what does that cause that people should say about him? Ashri Aviv Shlom the Torah, he has a wonderful father who taught him Torah. Ashri Rabbi Shlom the Torah, he must have a wonderful Rebbe who taught him Torah. Oyle Labrius, and how unfortunate must it be for people, Shloy Lam the Torah, that don't learn Torah. Plani Shalom Torah. This individual that learns Torah, Ru Kama Noam Derachav. Look how wonderful his behavior is. Kama Mesukanim Masav. How great is what he does. All of a Kasav Omer, regarding such a person who is a Talmud Chachim and causes a Kiddush Hashem, V'yomer li Avdi Ata Yisrael Shebecha Aspar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of this person. However, says the Gemara, Al Misha Karvashina, somebody learned Chumash and Mishnayas, Mishamish Tamid Chum and Gemara. They masamatam, when he doesn't act in an honest fashion. Vain Vedura Benachas and Mabrias. Mabrias Oymisalov. Oyle La Plani Shalom Tara. How terrible it is that this person, he's the person that learns Taira. Oyle La Avishalom Tara. Is he bringing Nachas to his parents? Oyle La Rabbi Shalom Tara. Is he bringing Nachas to his Rebbe? Plani Shalom the Torah. This person who's learning Ru Kama Mekukolov Masav. Look how terrible his behavior is. The Kama Mechorim Derachav, and how terrible he behaves. For all of Akos of Omer, Kamal Lahem Am Hashem Elu Omar Tzietzu. They are the ones that cause that we should go into Golos. So the Gemara says that E Masav Matav Emuna. That what does it mean? So the Rivas says, if somebody is a businessman and somebody sees him doing business and he can understand that he's just trying to get a good deal, that is not a violation of a master matma muna. Only if there's no way of understanding and explaining his behavior, the halacha, that's what this Gemara means. The Taisus Yishanim asks, why just because a person doesn't act properly, do they say that his learning, do they degrade his learning? So Taisus Yishanim explains that where did the person learn to act this way? He must have learned to act this way from the Torah, as the Gemara says that Kibin. Sometimes when a person becomes too wise, he learns how to trick and how not to act the right way. So somebody who learns and he doesn't act the right way, that causes people to immediately accuse that that's what the Torah teaches us. Of course, it's not true. Amrav Chabab Rabbi Chanina, the Daila Tshuva Shimivei Refuul Oilam. Tshuva has the Gvaldige Koyach that it brings refuels to the world. Shnema Apa Meshuvasam Oyavem Nadovim. Tshuva brings its Taiva to the world. So the Bnei Yisoscha asks that if we learned earlier that if somebody doesn't do Tshuva, he gets Yisurim. So then, of course, if he does Tshuva, then he avoids Yisurim. Moreover, the Bnei Yisoscha asks, why does the Gemara teach us refuah? It should say refuah. So the Bnei Yisoscha explains that the Gemara is not to be understood of talking about refuah aguf, that if a person, chas v'shalom, is physically not well, if he does tshuva, then he'll be well. Rather, what the Bnei Yisoscha says, the pshat in the Gemara is, that sometimes a person that did many averis. And person says to himself, how could I do tshuva on all these averis? I don't even remember all of the averis that I did. So says Rabbi Chama, if somebody does tshuva to the best of his ability, he does the tshuva that he could do, so then the pasuk teaches us, refuos, then all the averis that he did, even the averis that he doesn't remember why, even if the virus he doesn't remember, the tshuva has the ability to bring refuah to that person. So I saw a pshat from the Chassam Sofer that if somebody burns his fingers in a fire, so there may be a medicine that could heal the burn, but that doesn't mean that he could do it again. He says the power of tshuva is that it has the ability that not only does it heal the person, but it has the ability that it takes him back as if he was never burnt in the first place. Another pshat that I saw from the Archi Yeshua, he says the word oilam always means covered up. And what the Gemara says that we know every time Rachman Tzlan, if somebody does an Avera, he brings Haloma to the world. He brings that we don't see the Kedusha, we don't see the Shechina. Refuos, it brings Refuah La'olam, to this that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, hidden from us by doing Tshuva, that goes away. Chamam Rami, he asked the following question. It says in the Pasuk, Tshuva Banim Shovivim, the Mikara Shovim Atam. That means that when a person does tshuva, the tshuva has the ability that it takes away the aveira as if it was never there. Ksiv erpa mishuvasayim. That means that there is still balei tshuva, that the aveira still is somewhat there. How do we reconcile the pasuk? What is the power of tshuva? Answers the Gemara loikasha. Kan mehava. If somebody does tshuva mehava, it has the ability to take away the aveira from as if it never happened. Kamiyira. If somebody does tshuva meyira, it has tremendous power, but it's not like the Avera was never there. Rabbi Yehuda Rami, Ksiv Shuva Bottom Shovim Erpa Meshuva Seichem. So we see that Bali Tshuva are considered Bottom Lamakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. The Ksiv, but on the other hand, the Pasuk says, Kenoichi Baalti Bochem, Vilkachti Eschem Meir Vishnaim Meshacha. Baalti means I'm your owner. So it seems that a person who's about tshuva is still and only an evita Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how again do we reconcile the psukim? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Kam mehava a meira. When somebody does tshuva, mehava meira, he becomes a child of Hashem. Kan, if somebody only does tshuva al yidei yisurim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him yisurim, that's the only thing that prompted him to do tshuva, then he's considered like an evit. Amar Reb Levi. G'dayla tshuva shmagasa kisei kovid. Tshuva has the ability to reach the kisei kovid. Shnema tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. The tshuva has the ability to take us all the way up to the kisei kovid. So the Mashal explains that when a person does tshuva, he creates malachim that help him, and those malachim take his tefillas all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. But that only can happen if the person does tshuva, that it takes him all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. I saw that in a sefer that by doing tshuva, you also could remember what you learned. Because the pasuk says, the Gemara says, Ein shikha lefnei Kisei HaKavodecha. There's no shikha by the Kisei HaKavod. And now the Gemara says the Gedola Tshuva, the Tshuva has the power that it reaches ad Kisei HaKavod. If the Tshuva has the power that it reaches ad Kisei HaKavod, so then when you get to the Kisei HaKavod, ain't Shikha, you don't forget your learning. So one of the side benefits of doing Tshuva is that we, Baruch Hashem, will remember what we learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva, Shidoicha Leisei Seshe B'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel the Tshuva, even though it's as if he's violating an Aveira. What is the Aveira? The Aveira is that once somebody divorces a wife, he may not remarry her. And here, even though we do tshuva, the halacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we sort of speak, separate ourselves from Hashem, Hashem takes us back. Shnema, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Lema, Hein Yishalach Ishes Ishtoi, V'holchem Itoi, person sends away his wife. For Hokamita and she leaves him. For Hoysala Shach and she goes to another man. Hayoshiv Alea Oid. Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu come back to her? Halaychonaf Technaf Harit Sahi. It causes terrible destruction to the world. Va'atsunis Reim Rabim. And the Pasuk says, you acted in such a terrible way. V'shoiv Elai Num Hashem. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. So the question that many Mefarshim ask is that there's a rule, essay doicha leisa say, that every essay has the ability to doicha leisa say. So what's so special about the mitzvah of tshuva that it has the ability to be doicha leisa say? So Reb Chaim Brisker answers that when is the halacha that essay doicha leisa say? That's only if you are put in a situation where you have a mitzvah to say to do and a mitzvah to leisa say to do, and you don't know what to do. So we know the rule that we learned so many times in Shas, essay doicha leisa say. But if you were the one that caused that situation, there we don't say essay doicha leisa say. So says Reb Chaim Brisker, the person who did the aveira, he's the person that caused this situation. Then you can't say, well, you caused the situation, and now we're going to say, Ese Doicha Leisa Say. And yet, the Gemara is teaching us, Gedoyla Tshuva, the power of Tshuva is that it is Doicha de Leisa Say, even though we, by doing Averis, were the one that created that situation. Omer Rav Yonason, Gedoyla Tshuva, Tshuva is so great, She Mekarevis Es Agula. Tshuva is so great that it brings the Gula. Shenemar uvol tzin goyel, when will the goyel come? Ulushave pesha b'yakov. When Klai Yisrael do tshuva, that is the time that that Mashiach will come. B'shum d'shav pesha yakov, because they did tshuva, that's when Mashiach will come. Amar Reish Lakish, g'doyel tshuva, tshuva so powerful, shazidoyin is not like shkogas, that even in Aveira, that a person did Rechman Tzlan, be mazed, it becomes only considered like he did a b'shogi. Shnema, shuvi Yisrael Hashem mekecha, ki choshalta b'avecha. Va oven, mazedu. Whenever the pasuk uses the word oven, it means that he did the aver b'mazed. And here the pasuk says, ki karle michshol. Then we call it a michshol. So what is it? So we see that through tshuva, the mezid became a shagig. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'omer Reish Lakish, din Reish Lakish, tshuva, gedoyla tshuva, shezidonis naslag zchuyos. The tshuva is so powerful that it becomes like zchuyos. Shenemar, uvashuv roshem rishosoy, v'asa mishpat atztok aleim yichya. So it's even stronger. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Can me have a? When a person does a tshuva me have a, the halacha is that the aveira becomes a mitzvah. Can me yira? When a person does aveira me yira, does tshuva me yira, it becomes like a shagig, but it doesn't become like a mitzvah. And the reason it becomes like a mitzvah is because if the aveira caused me to do a mitzvah of tshuva, then the aveira really is a mitzvah. Another pshat is, simple pshat, it's not easy to do tshuva. And a person worked so hard that he did tshuva from tshuva miahava, so then he deserves that his mitzvah should become a schus. And as I saw, the Shem Shmuel says, we know that the Baalei tshuva are the people that become closest to Hashem. So it turns out that if somebody did tshuva me'ahava, that propelled him to be close to Hashem. And if it propelled him to be close to Hashem, so then it nas like a zchuyas, it's a zchus. Moreover, the Shalz of Tshuva's Ein Yitzchak says that this that we're saying that tshuva only doesn't have such, isn't so super powerful, unless you did tshuva me'ahava, is when somebody violated a mitzvah slaysa say. But says the Ein Yitzchak, if somebody violated a mitzvah asay, as we began our shiur today, if somebody violated a mitzvah asay, it's not such a serious aveira, then even by tshuva meyira, it's completely wiped out. Moreover, I saw that the Arvi Nachal explains that when somebody does tshuva mehava, what that happens is that even the machshava, even the planning of doing the aveira, now is wiped out. Now we know that it turns out that now that machshava ra is considered a machshava toiva. A machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. But when somebody does tshuva meyira, it doesn't have that ability. And since it doesn't have that ability, so that's why it doesn't have that power like tshuva mehava. Tshuva brings arichas yomim. Shenema uvishav rasha, when the vishav rasha mershasai, when the Baal Tshuva does tshuva, hu yichya. It will cause him to have arichas yamim. So I saw that in other places the Gemara uses kalamarach b'echad, whoever says the word echad by Shema for a long time, marichan la yamav, kalamarach b'shulchanai marichan la yamav. So explains the Bina L'itam that the pshat is that kal tshuva shemarecha shenoysa shaladam is that as long as a person, that doesn't mean that person is zoicha tarichas yamim because he did tshuva, but rather what a person, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us and waits for us our entire lives is that we should do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us extra days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this life that we should be able to do, to wait for us to do tshuva. So we see from here that because of tshuva, we have life. But I saw another pshat, that the person, the yam indeed holds, that a person who does tshuva is zoicha to have a arichas yamim, that he'll live a longer life. The Yaakov says that if a person lived his whole life and he was a Rasha, and the day before he passed away, he does tshuva. So what happens is that even though we know Rishoyim b'chayeim kruyim meisim, Rishoyim, even when they're alive, they're not considered alive. But if they do tshuva, even in the last moment, that brings meaning to their lives, of their entire life, that now their lives are considered that they lived a meaningful life. Marechas shenoysav, they give a new, if somebody does tshuva, even at the end, it gives meaning to his entire life. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Merav, Mishmei Dera Mary. Bar Eish, Loikim Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basa Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not behave like human beings. Midas Basa Adam, Maknas Chaveir B'dvarim, if somebody hurt somebody with words, Sofik mespaisim menu, Sofik ein mespaisim menu. We're not sure that the person who you embarrassed will accept your apology. Vim toime mespaisim menu, and even if he accepts your apology, Sofik mespaisim dvarim, Sofik ein mespaisim dvarim. Just apologizing may not be enough. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Aveir B'Seisr, a person does an Aveir when nobody sees him doing the Aveira, B'Smayis Menem B'Dvarim. You could just ask for Mechila. However, if he did the Aveira B'Rabim, there, of course, he has to apologize B'Rabim, otherwise nobody knows what he did. Shnei Mekuchim Chem D'Varim, just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Meichel HaAveiris, V'Shuv El Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel our Tshuva. V'Loyoid, Al Shemachs Loi Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it. Shenemar V'Kach Toiv, V'Loyoid Shemal Olav HaKosev, it's considered Kilo Hikr Parim, as he brought Kabbanis. Shenemar U'Nishalma Parim Sfaseinu, it's considered like we brought Kabbanis just Sfaseinu with what we uttered from our lips. Shema Toiva Pri Chayva, maybe it should be considered like Kabbanis that we're obligated to bring. Tamaloymar Erbim Shavasam, when people do tshuva, then it's considered oiva nedava. It's considered like they did, that they brought kabbanas out of their own free will. So I sort of, the Sefer Marafson Igra asks, here it seems to be saying that a carbon that's brought ben nedava is greater than a carbon that we're obligated to bring. But he asks, we know that the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, that Flamen Aleph Amen Aleph teaches us, so that should mean that a carbon that we're obligated to bring is more significant than a carbon that we're donating. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers that everybody who brings a carbon, even as an adava, actually, says Reb Chaim Shlita, is really being mekayim a mitzvah. Because before he brings the carbon, he makes a neder, he makes a vow that he's going to be mekayim, that he has to bring the carbon. So now he is now he becomes a mitzvah v'oisa. And that's why, says Reb Chaim, that's the lesson to Baal Tshuva. Every Baal Tshuva who till now wasn't fulfilling all of the mitzvah of Hashem, and now that he is ready to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, so what that is accomplishing is that by being ready to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, he is he's becoming a mitzvah v'oisa, which is exactly the lesson of this Gemara. Tanya Remeya Omer, Gdula Tshuva, great, how great tshuva is, shebetshvil yachish asa tshuva, because one individual did tshuva, meichlan chalaylam kulay. Shnemar, erpa mishvasam ayavim nedava, kishav api mimenu, mehem loinema mimenu. Yachid saves, here we're learning the power of a yachid who does tshuva, because the person that does tshuva, the Gemara says we should always look at the world 50-50. And one, if a person does a mitzvah, it saves the entire world. Here too, by person doing tshuva, what that accomplishes is that he tips the scale that the whole world is able now, that the whole world now is on the right side. Hey, chidam about tshuva. So ask the Gemara, so how do we define somebody who is considered a Baal Tshuva? Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Kagan Shabbos, Yod Dvar Aveira, where the person had the opportunity to do the same Aveira, Pam Rishonah Vishniya, another time, Venitzel Imenu, and he didn't do the Aveira, that is a proof that he is about Tshuva. And as the Beis Levi explains, when somebody does an Aveira, it doesn't only adversely affect him, it adversely affects the entire world. And when the person does a Tshuva, that is what, that's considered that he saved the entire world. The Ben Yehuda says, what does the Gemara want to say with Hechidoim about Tshuva? That, so one pshat that he says is, that about Tshuva is a person that becomes an entirely new individual. How do we know that that person is such an individual? But then another pshat that he suggests is that Hechidoim about Tshuva, Baal means an owner. When is it considered as if you are the owner of the tshuva, that you have total control of the tshuva? When you're faced with the same situation that you were faced the previous time, and now you're able to overcome, and you're able to overcome that situation and not do the Aveira, that is true. That is truly a proof that you are about tshuva. But I also saw a pshat from the Shevet Sofer, that the person that the Gemara is saying hechidavim about tshuva means that ba'isa isha ba'isa's man doesn't mean that you have the same opportunity again. People sometimes do an aveira, unfortunately, and then they realize they need to do tshuva, but they think to themselves, "We have time till when we have to do tshuva. Who says we need to do tshuva immediately?" Says the Gemara, ba'isa isha, as right away when you're in that place, immediately do tshuva right away. Don't wait to do tshuva later. You don't know what will happen. Another pshat that I saw is that b'yisa makam, b'yisa isha, b'yisa zman, people try to come up with all types of excuses. If I lived in a different place, if I was married to a different woman, if I lived in a different time, then I wouldn't be doing a veiris. Says the Gemara, ba'isi isha, ba'isi zman, you don't have, there are no excuses. A person has no excuses when it comes to do tshuva. Rather, he should do the tshuva immediately, he should do the tshuva and not accept any excuses for not doing tshuva. Amar Yudava, Rav Rami, says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ashrei nesui pashik sui chayta. So we see that you should not publicize your Aveira. On the other hand, Ksiv, Mechasa pshav lo yetzliach. A person who tries to conceal his Aveiras will not be successful. How do we reconcile the Pesukim? Says Dimar lo kasha. Ha b'chayt mechfursim. If it's Aveira that was done publicly, you have to publicize your tshuva. Ha b'chayt she'en mechfursim. If it's an Aveira that's not publicly done, then it should be kept quiet. So the question is that here we're learning that you should, under circumstances, publicize, and a certain circumstances not publicize. But we know that when we say the Al-Chaitz on Yom Kippur, so yes, we say the Al-Chaitz when we daven the Shemoneh Esrei privately, but we also have the Al-Chaitz that we say that the Baal Tefillah says. How does that reconcile in our Gemara? So of course, if the Averis are public, as we just said, we could say it publicly. Another, as we're going to learn, Averis Shebein Adam Chaveri could be said publicly. Another pshat that the Nesivos and Beis HaLevi say, that if somebody was punished And people are wondering, why was this person punished? So he should publicize his averus, that nobody should chas v'shalom accuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't act properly, chas v'shalom. And another pshat that I saw is a person thinks by publicizing his averus, that will cause other people to do tshuva, he's allowed to publicize his averus. Rezuch b'tuvya Amar Rav Nachman, can the pasuk that says that we should keep them, that we should publicize them, if somebody saw me doing something wrong to someone else, I should publicize that I'm asking for forgiveness. Can the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we keep quiet. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aymer, Adam Oiva Avera Pam Rishayna, a person did an Avera once, Moichel Malai. He gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moichel that Avera. Pam, if he did it Shni, if he does it a second time, Moichel Malai. Shlishis, if he does it a third time, Moichel Malai. Revius, the fourth time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer is Meichelim. Shenemar, Kai Amar Hashem, Ashloisha Pish Yisrael, if you did an Aveir three times, the Arbalay Ashivena, but the fourth time, I will not be Meichel you. Vama, Hain Kol Kaba Kael, Eile Yifa Kael, Pamishol Hashem Gavar. A person that did an Aveir three times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still be Meichelim. But if he did the Aveir more than that, then it's much more difficult. Ma'iva Omer, v'chitei mehanei v'ila b'tzibur, that when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel averus, b'tzibur, avil loy, but by yochid nat, tashma hen kol eilo yifo kel pa'am mishlayim gover, under all circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel the averus for the first three times. Of course, the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never moichel averus if you did it more than three times. Rather, it means it's more difficult to get a mechila, but tshuva can always bring mechilas averus. Tana ban averus is svad lem yom kippurim zeh. Averus that a person said vidui on this year yom kippur, lo yisvad lem yom kippur mecha. Don't say vidui again. Vim shana behem, but if you did that averus again, tzarech levar svad yom kippur mecha, then of course you have to say vidui again. Vim shana behem, but if you did not do vidui, if you didn't do the averus again, and because of his father lame, and you anyway said vidui, all of a kasuv omer regarding such an individual, the pasuk says in Mishlei, kekelav shaval kei ksil shana bevalta. It's like going back to what you expelled. Rabbi Leza omer kozman shu meshubach. As long as even if you didn't repeat the avera, remember saying the avera again is good. Shneman kipsho ani eida vechatosi negdi summit. Ella. So if that's the case, that a person is supposed to repeat the vidui, ask the Gemara Mani Mekayim, how do we understand the pasuk to kol of shav alkeya? Answers the Gemara Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, kiven sha'adam over adam aveir v'shonaba. If somebody does an aveira and he did it twice, hotruloi. Ask the Gemara hotruloi. Sakadatach, just because you did aveira twice, does it become mutter? Ela ema, rather the way to understand it, nas is like a heter. People treat it like it's mutter. And therefore the pasuk is telling us that to a dog, what he vomits is not mius. A person who keeps on doing the avera over and over, the avera no longer becomes important to him. Is obviously not considered to him a serious thing. So the Shaar Tshuvos explains why, if a person repeats his avera, is it so terrible? Wouldn't it be good that a person should remember to do tshuva on his avera? So the Shaar Tshuva says, if a person keeps on saying vidui on his avera, according to the first opinion, what that means is that he doesn't believe in the power of avera, of tshuva. And because he doesn't believe in the power of tshuva, that's why he keeps on repeating the avera. That's why he keeps on saying the vidui. But we have to have strong belief in the power of heter, of power of tshuva. What's pshat in the Gemara, nas like a heter? So Shem Shmuel says that every person is supposed to be tied to Hashem. The person who keeps on repeating averus, nas like a heter, that connection, that tie that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu, nas like a heter, he considers it as if that connection is completely unconnected. He's no longer tied to Hashem. Another pshat that I saw from the Satmar Rebbe Zitzal is a person who keeps on repeating the Aveira, Nasla Kaheter, what's going to be this person's behavior? This person's behavior is going to be that he's going to think, he's going to try to find a reason to do every Aveira. If a person, we see a person keeps on repeating Aveiras, we need to be concerned that Nasla Kaheter, that everything in his mind and eyes becomes Mutter. V'tzarech Lifrit Hashchet. Says the Gemara, when somebody says the vidui, he has to mention the averish. Nema ana chata amazeh chatal gdoila v'yaslam elahei zov divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Kiva says that one does not have to mention every avera, for as he just says ashrei nasui pesha kisui chata. Why is it bad to mention the averis? So Tysus explains that if you mention the Averis, it shows that you're not embarrassed by the Averis. And that is something, of course, that's very bad. So what's the halacha? So Rambam says that the halacha is that you do have to mention the Averis when you say vidui. The Miri disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that one doesn't have to mention each individual Avera, but it would be appropriate. And the Tosfos Shanim explains that that's why when Chazal established the Tefillah on Yom Kippur, they established the Al-Chait with saying all the type of Averis. So it helps us that we don't have to mention every single bad deed that we did, but it helps us remember what our behavior was like this year. Moreover, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're saying the Vidui quietly and nobody else hears your Vidui, then you could say all your Averis because nobody else hears. The Magen Avraham says that if it's an Aveira that really nobody knows about it, then you shouldn't mention it. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that's the reason we daven quietly, that people shouldn't hear our Averis. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, ask the Gemara to Rabbi Kiva, that you shouldn't mention all the Averis. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention all the particular Averis. The fact that you gave Klai Yisrael so much money until they said it's already enough, that was Garmalam Mishiyasa Lezov, that they should make a golden idol. There are two great leaders, Moshe and David, and we find that both of them did Averis. Moshe Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yichtiv Surchoni, what I did wrong should be written. And so, where do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for it? So Mefarshim explained, the fact that it's mentioned in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never mentioned it unless Moshe was fine with it. Shenemar, Yan Loi Mentem Bilag Dusheni, when they hit the stone instead of speaking to it. Dovah Amar, I Yichtiv Surchoni, but David says, please don't write down what I did wrong, Shnema, as the Pasuk says in Tillim, Ashu in the Sui Pesha Kisuchat, to conceal the Vera. Moshe the Moshe for David Lamad David Daimer. How do we understand this? The Shtei Noshim Shalokah Bezdin. Two women did something wrong, and they received Malchus and Bezdin. Achas Kilkala, one had an immoral, adulterous relationship. Vachas Ochle Pagashvius, she ate Shvius produce. Amlam Oishash Ochle Pagashvius. The woman who ate the Shvius produce asked the Bezdin, please publicize why I got Malchus. People are going to say that just like this woman got Malchus for acting immorally, so did I. So what they did was, they put Shvius fruit, the Tavala B'Tzavara, and they put it around the neck with a sign that this is Shemitah fruit. Everybody will know that that was the Avera that she did. Mefarsim Chanofim, the people who are phony, that show them act as, that try everybody to make believe that they're tzaddikim, but they're really Rishoyim, Nechil Hashem. Because if they're punished for their deeds, and people will not realize that they're punished for their deeds, people are going to say that there's a Chil Hashem, why did they get punished? Shnei Veshut Tzadim Tzulei Vasa Ovol, V'nasa Mechshel Fonov. Tshuvas ha-mechlotim, the tshuva rishon gemurim, mekeves ha-pronius, prevents the pronius for coming. That means, since it's very difficult for these people to do tshuva. But until they do tshuva, we can't have a gula. So it prevents the gula from coming. It prevents punishment from coming. Everybody has the ability to tshuva. Shalvas Rishoyim, when Rishoyim are at peace, when Rishoyim don't have any other matters to handle, maybe Seif Takala brings trouble to the world. For Shus, people who act as if they're in control, Mekaveris Espalea, that causes that because they act in such a arrogant fashion, that causes, and he does, and as the Maral explained, where he doesn't think about everybody else, and he thinks that he's better than everybody else, and he separates himself from everyone else. A person has to connect himself to rest of Klal Yisrael, and the person who attempts to separate himself from Klal Yisrael, very, very bad. Aram Nichnas La, a person enters this world and enters this position with nothing. Aram Yetzimene, he's going to leave the same way. A person should always daven that he should come out as well as he did when he came in. And then the Gemara says that Rav Kevinofka Lamed and Dina, when Rav would go to the entire Amma Hachi, he would say as follows, but Tzvu Nafshi, I chose this professional Ktala Nafik and I put myself into mortal danger. But Tzvu Basilesu of it, and I don't earn any money because the halacha is that a dayan is only allowed to get schar b'teila. He's not allowed to really get paid for what he's doing. V'reikel Basa Azul, and if I come home without anything, and I hope still that I will be successful, that I fulfill my mission properly.